our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the 18th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, the 32nd through the 35th verses. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. In the gospel that was read last Sunday, we heard the words of Jesus, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And in the gospel for this Sunday, we again hear about mercy. Peter asked the Lord Jesus, "How often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" And Jesus replies, "I do not say unto you 77 times, but 70 times seven." In Holy Scripture, the number seven stands for completeness. It stands for perfection. And so when Jesus tells Peter that he must forgive 70 times seven, Jesus is saying that Peter must forgive completely, perfectly, without limit. And to illustrate this truth, Jesus tells a parable about a king who out of sheer compassion forgives a servant who owed him an almost unimaginable debt. 10,000 talents. So how much was that? One talent amounted to about 20 years' wages. One talent, 20 years' wages. But this same servant then refuses to forgive a fellow servant who owes him a paltry sum, 100 denarii. A denarius amounts to just one day's wages. One day's wages. The king forgives the first servant an enormous debt that he could never hope to repay. But that same servant then refuses to show mercy to a fellow servant who, by way of comparison, owes him very little. And when this comes to the ears of the king, he summons the unmerciful servant and says to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And then in anger, the king delivers the unmerciful servant to the jailers until he should pay all his debt, which, of course, he never could. Then Jesus concludes the parable saying, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." In this parable, as in all his parables, the Lord Jesus is pointing to what the Heavenly Father is doing through him. extending mercy to sinners, bringing the kingly rule of compassion and forgiveness to those who of themselves can have no claim on his mercy. God is our maker, and because he is our maker, we owe him the love and obedience which we daily repeatedly refuse to give him. But still he forgives all those who turn to him, repenting of sin and placing their whole trust in the mercy he extends to us through his own dear Son, who is the good shepherd who comes seeking us lost and lonely sheep. How great is his mercy! How great is his compassion! How great is his love! But like that wicked servant, we so often find ourselves refusing to forgive, refusing to be merciful. We should ask ourselves why that servant who had been forgiven so much then refuses to forgive a fellow servant who owed so little. And the answer to that question is this: the wicked servant had forgotten his own enormous, unpayable debt. If he remembered that, he would not have been so cruel, so inhuman. And in this, we see how important it is to remember our own sin, and that it isn't morbid to think about our own sin, because, as C.S. Lewis once so truly said, those who don't think about their own sins tend to think about the sins of others. And isn't that exactly what the wicked servant did? Had he remembered his own incalculable debt, and had he remembered the king's great mercy toward him, he wouldn't have been so cruel to his fellow servant. We need to remember where we stand. And where do we stand? Every one of us, without exception, stands before the judgment seat of God in need of his mercy. The king in the parable summons his servants to give an account of their stewardship of his treasure. Out of sheer compassion, the king forgives the hopelessly indebted servant his debt, and that cost him something. It cost him a great deal. And that is what our Heavenly Father has done for us. Out of sheer compassion, he has forgiven us a tremendous cost to himself: the bitter passion and death of his own dear Son on the wood of the cross. So where do we stand? We stand under judgment, but also under mercy. Before the judgment seat of God, we are all alike sinners in need of mercy. Before the cross of Christ, we are forgiven sinners. But if we refuse to forgive others, how can we then expect to be forgiven? So, remember where you are, and remember who you are. A sinner, yes, but also a forgiven sinner. And that's why the Holy Sacrament is so important in our lives as believers. For when we come to the altar, we can escape neither the fact of our sin nor the wonder of God's mercy. My body given for you, my blood shed for you. And if you find it hard to forgive somebody, remember that the day will finally come when we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God in need of his mercy. On that day, it won't really matter that somebody insulted me or slighted me, nor that somebody wasn't grateful for a thing I did for them, nor that someone always misunderstands me and distorts everything I say. On that last and great day, none of that will matter. The only thing that will matter then is that, as the prophet Isaiah said, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. The only thing that will matter then will be mercy. The mercy which will open the door to the life and joy eternal. And even now, the mercy that opens the door to life and joy for others, and yes, for ourselves. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.